This weekend, Denver recognizes Cesar Chavez, Monday actually a city holiday. That was on the calendar a long time before the stay-at-home order. And unfortunately, the Cesar Chavez annual march set for Saturday has also been canceled. But we have on the line the co-founder of the Cesar Chavez Peace and Justice Committee of Denver, Charlene Barrientos-Ortiz. And without a march, there's still things to remember about the lessons of Cesar Chavez. Good morning, Charlene. Let's remember Cesar Chavez and why he is such an important figure in American history.
Cesar Estrada Chavez was an American labor leader. He was a community organizer and worked with many communities across the United States. And his impact, actually, it's felt all not only across the United States, but you can even hear the movement and even his slogan that he made famous, Si Se Puede, chanted across the entire globe. So I think we really have to remember that as a humble man born in Yuma, Arizona, he really advocated on behalf of folks who are ironically right now considered essential personnel in our communities, right? He was also the co-founder of the National Farm Workers Association, which later merged and became the United Farm Workers Union.
I think we're really going to miss this march and kind of wishing we could get out for any reason, but certainly to show solidarity and community with each other.
So this year, it's canceled only on in the community in terms of events. We're still going to encourage people to to connect with community, remember how Cesar led by example and checking on folks, making sure that people have what they need. What we're asking, even though the march is not happening, is that we support the folks who may need help in any way that we can, checking in on our elders, children, families, and don't be afraid to say something and advocate, especially holding all the frontline workers right now over the weekend and on Monday and then far beyond what's happening now. Just hold them in prayer and support them. And this year, our theme is Our March is Our Medicine. And it's really a metaphor for the way that we treat each other and the way we're connected, not only as a community, but overall here in Denver and Colorado and across the nation. We have many, many partners. And so we want to encourage people that while we're not having a physical march, that our intention is to still uphold the mission and the vision of our communities in the way that Cesar taught us.
Charlene Barrientos-Ortiz with the Cesar Chavez Peace and Justice Committee of Denver, without a march on Saturday, but continuing to remember. And as you said, reach out. Let's make sure we're checking in with each other and making sure the folks, the elderly and the young especially, have the stuff they need. Find out more about the Cesar Chavez Peace and Justice Committee of Denver on Facebook. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.